Fucking Zeke just got, they just got rid of Zeke. Like, it feel crazy.
Dak on his way out.
On his way out. And then, like, basketball, I'm just learning who the niggas are. I don't know the people.
Yeah, I kind of been watching a lot. I've been watching a lot of Skip and Shannon this whole year. So I'm pretty locked in terms of, like, football.
Yeah, but niggas rap. Like, them niggas have really.
When y'all boys get a chance, y'all niggas need to check out that Cameron and Mace shit.
It's hilarious.
I do, though. I watch it, but
it's fucking hilarious.
It's hard,
bro,
to pay attention to what they're talking about.
Is it Mace's hairline?
It's a lot of jokes.
Oh.
That, too, though. Mace's hairline is mad.
It's out of control. It's out of control, man.
It's different every episode.
And unfortunately, he ain't got the kind of a structure to go bald.
Mm-mm. Nah, man. Like, it's literally, that guy has an oblong head. Like, it will not work.
It comes to a point.
It will not work. Hey,
that oblong motherfucker. It's funny. And personally, as the biggest Bad Boy fan in the world, it warms my black heart to see that him and Cameron have made amends after all these years. Mm-hmm. So much. And, like, when you see these niggas laughing and clowning, you can tell how friendly these niggas used to be. Yeah. Bro.
You could tell it's some lifelong shit.
These niggas be, like, laughing like children.
They never wanted to beef in the first
They're place. Laughing like, bro, Juelz and Jimmy weren't his real friends. I've never seen him look that happy with those guys.
Hell no. You've seen the verses.
I've seen the verses. He's never looked that happy with those guys. He was happy as shit with Mace.
You know, he's supposed to be doing a one-on-one with Mario Chalmers.
Cameron. I saw that shit. Mario for getting that boy ass. Crazy pause.
Pause. Man, Mario Chalmers is not who you think he is.
Man, first of all, I'm trying not to take your word on basketball-related shit anymore anyway.
Whatever.
Fam, me, OJ, Chris talking to this nigga, right? I say...
You, OJ, and me talking to me?
Yeah, fuck you. You know what I mean. I say, who is the best Laker of all times, what we were discussing?
Mm.
So I say Magic is, because I think he's done more for the organization.
He gave them five, right?
He gave them five. Yeah. He gave them some GMery. Mm-hmm. He gave them some advisory. He gave them some coachery. He's been a spokesperson since he's been in that motherfucker. Like, if we're talking about being the Laker.
Shout out to the janitor.
What he contributed is so much. But then he said,
shout out to the nigga that changed the toilet paper in the stalls.
Everybody get a ring, baby.
He's a Laker too.
Everybody get a ring. Then he tried to tell me that niggas in the front office aren't Lakers, so their accomplishments don't count.
That's not true at all.
It's not true at all.
Pencil pushers. All right.
Pencil pushers. There's people in the front office that literally have something to do with the construction of the goddamn team, bro.
To him, it doesn't count. If you don't shoot a ball, fuck you.
You doing in between
That's
the lines,
crazy,
bro.
You see,
so based off of that logic, Pat Riley is not a member of the Miami Heat.
So, because we were talking about the best, like,
bro, Alonzo Mourning is the best Heat ever.
You got your fucking mind. He hasn't contributed what Wade has. He hasn't contributed what Pat Riley has.
Did he not win a championship with the Heat?
One.
Okay, there you go.
He hasn't done enough.
That's after a lifetime.
There are niggas who have done that more. So then I said Jerry West,
right?
Because we have championships. He has built tons of winning teams. He has drafted tons of winning players. True. He has won a ring in almost every role you can win a ring in that fucking organization.
I wouldn't even use the word almost. He has.
So it's like, but he thinks that Kobe is the best Laker solely because the motherfucker plays good basketball. Kobe never lived long enough to contribute anything but basketball to the LA Lakers.
True.
He's never lived long enough to accomplish those things.
Unfortunately.
So all he was a great basketball player for those niggas, and he has some records there. Okay? LeBron has probably gone there and blew some of those records to smithereens. You know, but it's just, he's a good Laker. He's a legendary Laker,
not the best one.
Not the greatest Laker.
He's absolutely
if we're trying to, like, encapsulate the entire package,
he's not the best Laker of all time.
Not the best. I would.
Everybody who
it's Jerry or Magic.
One could even throw into the hat Kareem if you want to.
Oh my God!
But now outside, like,
throwing Lou outside,
we just throwing everybody in that.
What was he an ambassador? But, like, what else did he do?
Let's throw Ty Lue in the hat.
Because if we're talking about a nigga who only won championships on the court.
We're going to throw Ty Lue in there. We're going to throw Derek Fisher in there. Come on.
Turn this mic off real quick.
Stop being ridiculous.
Because you're being insane. You're being insane. Because you still haven't presented a common sense sentence on why Kobe is a better Laker than Magic or Jerry.
I told you already, bro. Nobody. There's no such thing as a Magic Johnson mentality.
Yeah, come on, bro.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? We're talking about a thing, and then he just says shit. He just fucking says shit.
No such thing as it.
This is coming right before I was going to ask you this question.
You know what I want to do? When I grow, I want to play in the NBA like Jerry West.
You see what I mean?
Nobody fucking says that.
I was going to ask you this question, though, Chris. Try to see if you can accomplish this. Give us a logical reason as to why. Who is your pick? Kobe, right?
Yep.
Give us a logical reason as to why Kobe is the greatest.
Impact.
Okay.
No other person you motherfuckers are naming has had a greater impact.
On what?
On the sport.
Oh, God. This nigga's had a greater impact than Magic fucking Johnson on this sport. All right.
Kobe did not create his own version of that impact that you're talking about he's MJ 2.0. He modeled his entire career after MJ.
Yes,
we saw it already.
And niggas still don't say, hey, you know what I want to do?
But the Laker that was a pioneer in his job was Magic, because we had not, up until that point, seen a 6'9" point guard who played 1 through 5.
This nigga born in 1989 talking about he don't hear niggas say. Why would you hear niggas say that today?
Come on, bro.
Why would you hear niggas say that today? Nigga, in 10 years, you know who mentality they're going to be saying? Steph fucking Curry. That's who they'll be saying. They're saying it right now.
They are.
These kids don't have a mama mentality. They have the red nigga mentality. These niggas are, have you been to a fucking basketball game? These niggas are Steph's children. Kobe has no more children.
That's not true.
These are all Steph's children.
That's not true. And they still
just like at one Steph time, Magic Johnson had children. Talk about impact. Get the fuck out of here.
Man, nobody was trying.
Get the fuck out of here.
We can say that.
He doesn't have Shaq impact. Are you fucking out of your mind?
What?
He doesn't have fucking Shaq impact.
Shaq don't have
the impact. What rules have changed for Kobe Bryant? What equipment has changed for Kobe Bryant? What has changed because he was on the court?
He's killing you right now, Chris.
What has changed? What did he alter?
He's killing me right now. Joint. You picked the
what did he alter?
He's killing me right now.
Nobody's saying the Magic Johnson. What did he do besides score points and get carried by Twin Towers? What did he do? Thank God for Gasol.
Oh, my God. There's no championship without Gasol.
Thank God for Gasol for bringing it home.
That year.
Yeah. The fuck out of here.
And you know it, Chris. You know it. You know it.
Impact. That's the argument. Fucking impact.
I'm rolling my joint.
Give a fuck. Smoke that argument. It's bullshit. See, this is what I needed. I just needed to bring it to the common sense choir over here. That's what I needed. Because he was delivering a passionate argument.
Your problem
over the
is you think it's over.
It is over. It's over. It's done. As far as I'm concerned. I'm headed to the subjects. As far as I'm concerned, this shit is done. It's over with.
I'm not done.
You put fucking touch starvation in there. Is it because of that fat girl video?
What fat girl video?
So this fat girl was saying how she, I don't know why I keep describing her that way. She's a red skin girl as well. Fat red girl. She was saying, she was saying that.
Is that a title? Did I just hear a title?
That's crazy. Come on. Don't want a fat shame in the title. We want a fat shame in private in the episode where it's safe.
Who said anything about fat shame?
She was expressing how she is touch starved, how she lives in a place where she doesn't have much people and she's dying for human interaction. And she specified, I'm not longing to be fucked. If I wanted to be fucked, I could be fucked. What I want to be is touched or held by somebody who cares for me deeply.
First of all, that person would have to have long arms to do so.
Come on. That's crazy. That's insanity. That's mean.
Are you saying that?
That's not mean and
you
hilarious.
You even see how big she was, man. That's fucked up. You don't even know she that
that's
big.
That's mean and hilarious.
But she is telling the truth about one thing, though, man. These plus-size women, they're not hurting for men. They all have teams. They all have rosters. All of them. So is she saying that she more so wants love? She wants a deep connection as opposed to...
It sounds like what the women call, what's the word, intimacy?
That's why the only way I could describe it is touch starvation.
Yeah, no, it's, but she used that phrase.
That's what it is, though? That's what it is called? That's the thing?
Yeah. Just feeling, starved and longing for touch.
You know they have apps for that, bro?
Like a spooning app? I mean, if you're asking me...
Tinder?
If you're asking me, have I ever fucked somebody because I wanted a hug? Sure, I wanted a hug and I stayed for the pussy. Fine, whatever. Yeah. Sometimes you just want some love.
Wanting a hug and staying for the pussy is crazy.
She's like, they just won't let you hug,
That's crazy.
I know.
Hey, you want to add some little extra to this hug?
I guess if we have to.
That's a hell of a hug. Went in for the hug, fell into the pussy. Hold on.
Went in for the hug and fell into a nut in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Damn, OJ getting dubs. You see? You see what I could have been doing instead? Huh? See what I could have been doing? Instead I'm here.
Was he by himself, though?
With NWO Son Jackass. Huh?
He wasn't by himself.
Recording a fucking practice episode while he slumbers. Huh?
This is a practice episode?
Nigga. That's what this is. It's practice. It's a run through.
It's not. We did this already. I'm the star of the show now.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Now that I'm the star of the show, guys.
It's him and Dead. Damn, them boys scored 14 and 16.
Going crazy. Now that I'm the star of the show, right? I think it's time we start having a serious conversation about clones.
I don't even know.
Why'd you let him do this?
That sentence is ridiculous from front to back. From front to back, it's a ridiculous thing to say. It's time we have a serious conversation about clones.
You are a walking oxymoron, bro.
Now, Jamie Foxx fixed his gap, and that's all Chris needs.
He tattooed his head, too.
He has hair now, bro. But also, Jamie's hairline and his hair has been fugazi for quite some time now.
For the longest.
But where are the tattoos?
Nigga, it's under that fucking rug. Like Jalen Rose. Hey, Jalen, let me tell you something, brother. Your tape has been fresh as fuck for decades. But all good things must come to an end, my friend.
We're not buying.
Science says it will stop at some point.
Please get that, bro, get that paint the fuck out of it. You know what's the most insulting part? Is that old black men don't think we can see the fucking paint on their heads.
They put glasses on.
Why, distract you? Why don't you think we can't see you glistening under studio lights, pal?
You never noticed? They put glasses on, all of them.
I think it's going to distract from that paint.
Why can't I see my fucking reflection in your fucking hairline? Come your on, tape man. Line, bro. I see myself in your hairline.
Because I thought when we all saw Carlos Boozit do it a decade ago that we knew this is a joke.
Can we say that he had the most egregious Beijing?
Hey, wasn't he sweating in the game and that shit was leaking? Or am I just ODing? I feel like he sweated in the game and sweated that bitch off.
Could you imagine him talking to his barber? Hey, man, I'm going to play a game tonight. You sure? It was good. me sweating. You sure it's going to be good.
This is that heavy duty shit, bro.
Is it waterproof? Is it waterproof?
Oh my God. It's like a fucking...
Have you heard about the backlash that Jalen Rose has been facing because of the whole Malika Andrews shit?
What's going on there?
What'd he do? Apparently, squeeze her butt?
No,
not that. But during the, before the beginning of a segment of their show, I guess they were panning, the camera was panning in, and Jalen was coming in for a hug. And out of nowhere, Malika Andrews says, "Get your fingers out of my armpit." And because Jalen Rose was in the middle of hugging her, they assumed that it was Jalen Rose who did that shit, but it was really Richard Jefferson who was behind her and did that shit. But a lot of people are running with the narrative that it was Jalen. And he had to come online, pause, and do an apology. He had to make an apology on IG and everything like that to clear his own name, calling Malika Andrews, that's like my sister, blah, blah, blah. But Malika Andrews has said nothing. Now, Kwame Brown has gone on a tirade to further attack Malika Andrews because he feels like Malika Andrews is pretty much not pro-black men. Like, she's a feminist who hates black men in particular. So now that whole shit is going on right now.
Did anyone throw RJ under the bus?
No. A lot of people are giving RJ a lot of flack because he hasn't come forward to say that it was him. And they're also giving Malika Andrews flack because they're saying, oh, if she's like your sister, how come your sister hasn't spoken up and cleared your name?
And I don't think you can be feminist and support black men anyway.
What kind of freaky deaky shit is sticking your finger in somebody's pussy? Bruh,
that was what I was going to say, though. Like, what, all right.
You know.
What sexual affliction is that? Where you got a
recently
thing for, like, funky ass smells?
I've come to the realization that, like, there's just a lot more freaky, like, kinky shit that I'm completely unaware of.
Proclivities. Yep, that's what
you
I
know
call
what?
Them.
I'm coming to terms with maybe I'm a very regular smeggler vanilla ass nigga because I don't have all these bells and whistles.
I'm cookies and cream for sure.
I won't say
I'm straight up vanilla. Let me tell you something, man. But I'm cookies and cream in there.
I just want a missionary nut. That's all I want, bro.
Here you go, Ray.
I'm not gonna lie. That wasn't Richard Jefferson.
If that was Richard Jefferson,
that he's fucking Mr. Fantastic. If that was him, look how far back he is.
You can see him backing up, though.
Did back up, but if that was him, he's super creepy for knowing how to back away like that.
Nah, bro.
That means that's not the first time he's been told to back the fuck off.
Like, that's not close enough to me.
He's right up behind her when it starts, bro.
I don't know. Like,
close enough to get
his
finger
go to
under
hand.
Her arm.
You see the hand? Bottom left hand.
Okay, I see it.
That was RJ, bro.
That's Jalen.
Mm-mm.
That hand right there?
No, down here. Look, a little bit further down, underneath Jalen's hand. You see his hand? That red-ass hand right there?
Okay.
It was RJ, bro.
Maybe.
It was RJ.
Damn, I really like RJ, bro. He's really good on TV.
He's amazing. He's somebody who has actually surprised me. Because I didn't see this for him. I didn't see him being this good.
Man, let me tell you. I don't understand how we ever watch journalists, like, do sports talk. I only want to watch ex-players do it. Only. I have no desire to watch niggas who went to school for fucking reading and writing talk sports.
There's going to be a war about that, too.
I need some soul.
Because even the worst niggas, even the worst niggas who are, like, aren't very good speakers, like, their experience counts for more. Nigga, I listened to Matt Barnes, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Okay? And, I mean, you can rewrite history all you want to, but he was regular schmegler, man. Mr. Six.
Six man. Journeyman.
I mean, he played for the Lakers, too. I throw him in there as one of the greatest Lakers of all time.
I mean, you want to put his accomplishments up against Kobe's accomplishments?
I'm sure you do.
You want to go one for one?
I mean, you do.
You brought it up. You must desperately want to.
Does Matt Barnes have a championship?
You can't wait for a minute to disrespect the GOAT.
He gave Kobe one.
He gave Kobe one. You see what I'm saying?
He did. He was gracious.
Your problem with disrespecting dead people is the problem here.
It's not, bro.
I'm starting to realize that.
You're not.
It doesn't matter who the star of the show is. Listen, as the star of the show, I'm not going to accept this. Listen, when Ricky was here,
damn, Ben,
might have been okay.
Do you fucking love a rapist too? Or is it just these guys?
No, I don't
love this. This is crazy. I'm just realizing the toxic masculinity here. Everybody just loves a good rape. What's the problem,
when
guys?
When Ricky was here, I'm sure he allowed that type of shit
to
fly.
What's the problem?
But I'm here now.
And see?
That type of shit not going to fly.
We ain't got, like, Michael Jackson court documents, but, like, this nigga settled out of court.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did.
And then bought a ransom ring.
Sounds like white supremacy speaking. Go ahead.
A ruby one.
You speaking from your white supremacist side.
Nigga, he married one. I can't do shit for him, baby. I can't do shit for you, baby.
He did not. She's he Hispanic. She's
nigga, Mexican. Have you ever seen Hispanic in a Crayola box?
Yeah.
All right, brother. I'm so sorry. I don't know what color that is. He's stumped. He is stumped. Either you a nigga or you one of them, but there is no Hispanic in my Crayola box, pal.
What's that nigga's name, bro? Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yes,
he was at a protest, and there was some Hispanic people who was like pro Black Lives Matter, and he was like, "You ain't black, you Mexican. Be quiet, you ain't black, you Mexican."
That nigga is a national treasure and a terrorist. He's both.
He really is.
Hey,
he really
not is. Since you brought that up though. Recently in the news, I don't know if y'all boys seen it, but John Leguizamo made some comments.
John who?
John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo.
Once you see him, you'll know him.
He was Luigi in the original Super Mario movie.
Let me see it. Famous Hispanic actor. Yeah.
I recognize
that. Yeah, yeah. He does great work. I hate that he's a gook. He does great work. I really hate that he's like fucking going fucking gooking out. I really hate that part.
He said that Latinos have had a major contribution in the advancements of hip hop.
Wait, say that again.
That Latinos have had like a major contribution in the advancements and like the placement in hip hop music.
Here's the problem with society today, bro, in 2023, bro. Like, I hate all this race and nationality talk, because now we're forcing a war to happen. We're forcing a war to happen.
Personally, what? You know, it needs to happen. It does. It does. It needs to happen. People need to find their corners again. It's just gotten too crazy.
Okay.
It's gotten too crazy. We need to light up the fucking torches, and it needs to happen again.
I could give you that, bro.
I'm ready for the great race war. I'm ready.
He couldn't be more wrong.
because there are certain conversations that I no longer want to give merit. And this is one of them. I mean, I'm sure everybody, honest to God, the Jews have more to do with hip hop than anybody Hispanic.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. From the Beastie Boys to the fucking Executives. If you want to keep it a stack here.
That's really
are they not?
Really funny. But I don't want you to tread very lightly.
And fuck you. They run it.
I'm not saying that.
What do you mean?
Hey, listen.
Pick a label.
I'm not saying
pick
they
a label,
don't.
Sniff around, find the Jew. I'm not making up shit here. I'm not creating shit.
You know don't how talk, they feel.
Don't talk to we have to
about when you start pointing out how they're in position. You know, they don't like that.
Listen, all I'm saying is if a Leibowitz owns every fucking label that exists, Leibowitz. what do you want me to do? Ignore it?
Ain't that the nigga from Rugrats? Ain't that the ain't his name Stu Leibowitz?
Stu Leibowitz. No, I mean, but come on, fuck out of here, bro. They're the ones who own it. They own Jewish people own all of the black music that exists.
They're the machine, so like
the only motherfuckers that own black music are them and Suge Knight.
Except
nobody
Young
else
Dolph
owns
music.
Black music.
They don't own Young Dolph music. Make sure y'all stream.
You know what? And I'm willing to bet if we Google hard enough, there's a Stieglitz with their hands in his shit.
A Stein in there.
Oh my God! I'm never gonna run for governor. Fucking with this shit.
You can never.
All of my Jewish voters, I'm so sorry, guys.
Run for the governor,
please. No thanks. No fucking thanks. Hey, let me tell you, it's a sad reality that well, you know what? Anybody who's listening, stay the fuck away from Port-au-Prince. Don't go. Okay? Let the thugs have it. Go to Cap Haitian where niggas got sense. Let the thugs have Port-au-Prince. They need it.
My bro from Cap Haitian.
Shout out all
he always talk about it. He say, man, a lot of people like Port-au-Prince because it's like popular. And in terms of like what people know, that's like the first place they bring up.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. But it's not, nigga, it's New York. We're talking about 60 to 80% of the country's population in that fucking city. It's crazy. Mm. It's ridiculous. And motherfuckers just want to be where the people are.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a piece of the tourism.
And get the fuck out of here, bro. Man, I feel so bad about the shit that's happening. But anybody...
Seen they kidnapped them two people in Haiti?
And it's like, now that they're safe, I can say what I want to say. Yeah, They're safe. Okay. You guys are fucking numbskulls. Sacrez-vous, you.
And their family told them not to go.
What the fuck are you going for?
The family told them not to go, and they still motherfucking went.
Weren't they Haitian?
Yeah, they were. They are.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, so wait a minute. America helped get them back?
They're American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
America had to.
That's after the kidnappers already hit their lick. Mm-hmm. Because I think originally they asked for what, $6,000? And the family paid it. Then they upped it to, they increased it to $100.
That's the first mistake.
You got six?
That's the first mistake. You out here negotiating with terrorists. Call the National Guard.
For real, though,
the family got together and paid that shit, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. If I ever get kidnapped, man, don't pay the first ransom. Call the police.
If I get kidnapped, let them have me. Don't spend a dime. Don't spend a fucking dime.
Damn.
Don't spend a fucking dime. Let them have me.
So what if they start cutting your fingers off?
I just got to go. Let them have me. Don't pay a fucking dime. Are you crazy? That's ridiculous, bro. Don't. I'm going to make them kill me, too. I'm going to call them as much pussies as I can. As many pussies as I can. I'm going to call them all the pussies
that
I got.
They're worse things than death, bro. I would be terrified.
These niggas better not give me room to kill myself because I'm not afraid to do it. They better not give me no room. They better have all the hands and feet tied up.
They're going to cut all your fingers off. How you going to kill yourself?
Nigga, if my feet are available.
What you going to do with your feet to kill yourself?
Run headfirst into a wall as many times as I can.
I heard of one person.
That is literally not going to work.
Can I jump off some shit really, really high?
Ow. You're locked up.
You could do what, what's her name again from The Boys, Storm something? She bit her tongue. Remember when she was in the hospital?
Yeah.
I fucking choked to death.
Choked to death.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not tough enough to choke to death.
You ain't got
I'm not
those,
that tough. I'm not
that
tough. I'm gonna beat you to it. Come on. I'm not tough enough to bite my tongue and choke to death. That's what you're saying? I'm not built that way. Sure.
She chomped her fucking tongue off.
Hey. She was also a fucking suicidal.
But
fucking
she also had no arms
homicidal.
And no legs.
Exactly. Like, she was fucked up. Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I can't see a reason to go into Port au Prince right now. I don't care who dies. I don't care who needs me.
What kind of conditions do you think they were kept in being kidnapped?
Not great ones.
I can't imagine it was not great ones. Hotel accommodations.
I mean, I can't imagine that poor woman left there untouched.
I don't think so. Because even it came out that two of the people who got caught up in the Mexican kidnapping, they released a statement saying that the cartel tried to get them to have sex with each other and their siblings. They wanted to watch them have sex with each other. So I can only imagine what was going on when they were in captivity.
They're worse things than death, bro.
There are worse things than death. There are worse things than death.
I tell my sister, man, just find something. Find something and kill me, all right? Kill me. Find a rock, find a wash, find something. Kill me now.
Literally, how you do, like, bro.
This is not happening. Kill me now.
So they died.
No, they made it back. That's how we got the account. They made it back. They're home. I don't know. They didn't say whether or not they went through with it. They didn't say whether or not they went through with it.
What the fuck you mean they didn't say? They here, right? Ain't they here with you and I?
Man.
All I'm saying is two left, four left, two came back.
Two came
somebody
back.
Didn't fuck their sister. But somebody... Somebody had some sweet, sweet sisterly sex.
Oh my God.
That's the title. That's how you do a title right there.
That's crazy.
Sweet, sweet sisterly sex is how you create a title for a show. That's how you do it.
It was about a show, man.
Yo.
Getting hot.
Oh.
Must be closer to hell. Getting hot. Oh,
God. You're there. They're calling.
Oh, God. Poor guys. I'm so sorry. It's not funny. It really is a fucking nightmare. Because imagine a nigga hitting a sister with a floppy disk. It really is a nightmare.
You can't do
a floppy disk.
I mean, I'm assuming you can't be brick for your sister. if you are, there's a longer ride home. Please, yeah, there's a worse problem.
Please stop.
There's a longer conversation that needs to be had. A
longer ride home. Longer than the ride in Mexico. Come on. That's crazy. I could not imagine. I can only imagine.
Didn't have the nerve to fucking put out an apology note.
Yeah, but man, y'all stop fucking around with foreign countries. Like, and see, this is why the world, like, despises Ooh. Americans. You guys are cocky as fuck. Think you can do what you want. The rules are different everywhere else, man. Don't go to Russia smoking weed.
Come on, man.
Don't go to Port-au-Prince bullshitting.
Come on, man.
Don't go to Mexico where you're not supposed to fucking be.
Come on,
stay
man.
Home or know somebody where the fuck you're going.
Weren't they trying to find drugs or some shit?
A BBL.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
A BBL. I bet you wish you went to fucking LA Fitness.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of that song that came out. Somebody made a fucking joke song. Wait. These BBLs killing y'all.
Her BBL stands for Big Brother Love. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you deserve this.
You need to be stopped. Nigga, no, bro. Motherfucker, you need to stay home. Or go to Africa, bro. You never hear about this shit in Africa. Never.
You think niggas getting kidnapped in Africa?
Unless they got to stay away. They got to stay the fuck away from, what is it, the Republic of Congo or Sierra Leone. Got to stay away from places like that.
Why? What's there?
Civil war.
Just crime. Civil war. Civil unrest. Unrest in general.
Is that a white stereotype, or do you know that for certain?
I don't know that for certain. This is what I hear.
I think there's like fighting going on in the Congo for real.
This is what I hear. I don't know for sure, but we don't have Brother Hassan here to.
I would say
go find out for yourself.
I would.
That's what I would tell you. Go do.
I can't. Can you please? I would love for you guys to go ahead and get a DNA test and see like where part of Africa you guys are from. I just can't.
Bruh, I'm not letting them clone me, bro.
I can't risk it.
They ain't cloning me, nigga. Although it is technically because of the medical fucking industry here in the States.
My issue is, why do you think you need to give them your DNA for them to have it?
How do they have it now?
Nigga, you touch shit all over the world.
Nigga, you get tested at the fucking clinic.
The fuck?
Nah, man.
So the same day. You think can steal your information. You don't think that they can come to the fucking shop when you gone and get your DNA?
What are you going
to
do? Take a cup that I drank off of?
You ever seen Law and Order? That's all it take?
Nah, man. They want it, but they don't want it that bad.
Why not?
Yes, that's beneath them.
So that if it doesn't fall in their lap by you submitting it, then they don't want it?
Nigga, exactly.
Stop being naive, bro.
That's crazy.
I have a big beard.
If you're
going to
believe in them being all powerful, let's commit.
I have a big beard and my beard hairs are all over the place in my home. You have a lot of fucking hair on that head, bro.
It's not enough DNA to clone you, though.
How much?
You don't know that.
How much? How do you know this?
It's 2023.
How long do you think they've been cloning?
At least 30
Elvis.
Years.
Just Elvis, yeah?
Nah. They ain't clone Elvis.
Michael?
You remember that lamb?
Tupac?
Yeah,
they didn't clone Mike. They could. You know why? All right. You know why Mike went from black to white? Because they wasn't cloning niggas. They was replacing niggas.
I'm afraid to ask for the difference.
They just replace you with a lookalike, not really a clone, but somebody who we could say, "Hey, this is." Yes, we know he used to be black, but this white guy right here, this is Michael Jackson. People,
he has a voice down pat. Listen to him.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I don't buy that, man.
I understand. Like I say, you can't live in the darkness forever, man.
It sounds cockamamie. Paul.
You guys got to come to the light sooner or later.
Don't use that word often, right?
No. I haven't heard that in so long.
Cockamamie, is it?
Cockamamie. Poppycock.
I feel like I hear that quite often.
Yeah, but back to the subject at hand. John Leguizamo. Get the fuck out of it. Did you guys see? I'm sorry to bring it back to sports, guys. Did you guys see niggas?
It's playoff time. Ladies, if you listen, we apologize in advance. Yeah. But it's NBA playoffs.
I didn't watch Love is Blind. Fuck you. I'm sorry.
Pick up some shit. Talk to
I know you watched it, bitch ass boy. I know you watched it. I'll give you your own segment in a bit. And you can break it down for us.
You could put us on because I don't know what the fuck
I watched
talking
the first
about.
Two seasons. They were okay. I'm not watching anymore.
This shit. I'm sorry, man. Like, maybe I'm just like a different type of guy, but this shit was almost unbearable for me to watch.
So let me tell. I fucking little bitch made me watch Jocelyn's Cabaret.
That shit lit.
Hey man, that's good fucking TV, man. Hey, let me tell you something. I walked in there, right? The full attention on fucking. Three episodes later, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Fucking hey. Zeus, man.
Jocelyn, first of all, I don't believe her accent anymore. She has to be faking it. There's no way.
Of course.
You've been in America this long and it's still that bad.
At this point, yeah.
Okay? But it's fucking incredible from front to back. Fucking incredible. Fucking incredible.
And some of those contestants are wonderful from front to back.
Bro.
Hilarious.
I saw the double homicide clip going viral a year ago. Damn. Never understood it. A bitch came in and said that she sacrificed so much to be here. She had an abortion. And they were like, and then Jocelyn was like, oh my God, you had an abortion? And she was like, yeah, twins. And bitch said, damn, double homicide. My nigga, the funniest shit I have ever seen in real time. I backed it up 8 times. And I could not believe it.
And the shit was on crazy. Camera, on TV. It was so bad that the entire crowd reacted.
That's crazy, but she right, though. Like, what the fuck? You aborted twins to be here, bitch?
These hosts fought for the first 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And not like Love and Hip Hop fight. Like, these bitches were landing punches.
Yeah. Like, College Hill fight.
Is a zoo. And they got a fan out of me. They have a fan out of me. But Love is Blind, put me on.
Man, yeah, because I don't know what the fuck that is, bro. I'm a real nigga.
I can use to describe that this current season, this is the only season that I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks, because the first two were incredible.
It's the only one. It's Simp City, bro. It's Simp City. I'm watching these guys give attention to women who won't reciprocate, who are awful individuals. And it seems like the men came into the situation a hell of a lot more genuine and a hell of a lot more intentional.
I mean,
than some nigga. Of the
they been all the new niggas, man.
I'm telling you,
but hold on.
I'm telling you.
Let me.
I'm telling you.
But y'all so gonna get right.
I hear what you're
Marshall,
saying.
Marshall, you didn't deserve that. But the cards that.
Hear me.
Yeah,
before you go to because y'all going far.
Did.
Y'all going too far. Y'all going too far.
He was intentional.
Y'all going too far.
But he allowed himself to.
No, hold. Pause. Hold it. Y'all not talking to me like a nigga who ain't never seen this shit before. Y'all talking.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like y'all talking like I seen it.
So you never seen it.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about right now.
You want
to
take it away?
Talk to me like I've never seen it before.
Okay, so it's literally a social experiment where you stick, I want to say, was 8 men or?
About 8 men, 8 girls.
8 men, 8 girls. And the premise is literally, is love truly blind? They set these two groups of people in pods. There's a wall in between them. Woman on one side, man on one side, and they just meet continuously and they have conversations. They just get to know each other without being able to see the other person. You just hear their voice. You get to know them. And
eventually, you feel me, like based on who you vibe with, you ask to be the same motherfucker over and over again. You guys do activities and shit.
Right. So the motherfucker with a good voice is a dub. Easy.
But then again, you know, like they're not bringing nobody fucking ugly to the show.
Right. They're not.
So it's, you know, it's all fucking 20 something.
Nobody ugly. It ain't been no ugly.
100% of these people, they have shit going on in their lives. Like they're not picking, you know, stragglers up off of the street based off of
not
what
one.
Not one. Not
I
one.
Mean, no. Like but, not everybody's a 10, but there are no ugmos.
There are no ugmos.
Oh, it ain't no setup. Like
yeah, it's setup. Right, yeah.
Watch no this. Guy. Watch, we're gonna really show you Love is Blind. Watch
we're gonna show you. We're gonna really bring fucking a Quasimodo in it to see how you feel.
That so ain't then, happening.
After a while, they let you see the motherfuckers. That's when shit gets
missing. If you choose them. They have to propose to you in the pod. The man has to propose.
So
in the pod.
So wait,
with the wall in between them.
How long are they talking in this pod?
Is it
because you're talking about proposing now, yeah. Nigga.
Is it like 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Nigga, you went from meeting in a pod to proposing, fam. What?
Yes. So yes, and they meet.
You
for the
meet
first time.
In a pod. You don't never see each other. You just talk.
They see each other at the wedding, don't they?
No, they see each other before that because they do the whole walk up, like on the whole red carpet thing. The first reveal.
I need to watch the shit again.
They do the first reveal. You see the person for the first time. You get your reactions out of the way, and then they up the motherfucking ante. They stick you in an apartment with that person for another 30 days before the actual wedding, and then only then at that point. Once you get up on the altar, they do the whole shebang, suit, dress. You go to get fitted for your dress. Your families are there. And at the altar is when you decide whether or not you actually want to go through with it. At the moment where they say, I do. That's when you can actually decide whether or not you want to walk away from it. Some people walk away from it beforehand, like Jackie did on this this current season. She was just a city girl.
But also, this nigga was the loser.
He was way too emotional for somebody like Jackie. And
now let me ask you a question. This Jackie you speak of.
Yeah.
Was this in this scene where she left this man hanging?
Not at the altar though.
They was in the apartment. Dress fitting. They was sitting.
That's the
down.
One you saw where she wouldn't get that man that ring back.
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
This is our equipment.
I have a close personal friend of mine right now whose name I'm not gonna say. Right? Who is?
Fuck you, mean you ain't giving my ring back, bitch.
Who is no longer about to be with his fiance, and is about to let go of a $10,000 engagement ring, and I am livid. I am livid.
All right. Wait a minute.
I am livid.
It's not the same situation though. The situation that I seen on video and your homeboy situation different.
Honestly,
I'm sure
there's not a fucking situation in which you can keep that shit if you're not gonna marry me.
Nah, bro. If we just met, I met you in a pod for 3 weeks, nigga. This is fucking different. All right, you talking about a situation where we met, we connected, we've been locked in for X amount of time already. And then I decide to give you a ring. Now we engaged. And you know what I'm saying? I might not push back as hard.
I'm sorry, friend.
As I'm pushing back
I'm
to
so
get
sorry,
the ring
my friend.
Off a TV show, bitch.
I'm so sorry. Oh, the ring, okay, is supposed to be a symbolism of my commitment. Bitch, if we're not committing, get my shit.
That's what Marshall said.
But you say $10,000.
What?
I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga, $1,000. Give my shit.
Anything over 1K.
Give my shit. You
gotta give me that back.
Give my shit.
Sorry.
Give my shit.
But $10,000 get your hand chopped off.
Man, listen. I want your family held ransom.
I want my money back.
Okay, we're gonna go full portal press on this shit. Hold your family hostage.
I know who to go get.
The fuck?
Listen. A part of the whole traditional package of marriage is that you have the proposal, you have the ring, and then you register that shit with the state. If all of that is included and this ring is included in that too, I have a legal right to that shit back. I should, but that's not how it goes because they recognize it as a gift.
I'd have your house
but
robbed.
It's a conditional gift.
Gift.
It's a conditional one if you want to call it a gift.
You wouldn't be the first person to lose a gift.
This is based on the condition that you and I are going to get married. Off of the table, give me that shit back. It's ridiculous.
I'm a very small man, okay? I'm so sorry.
That doesn't make you small, am
I? I would not rest. Pause. Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, whatever I have to do.
Small claims.
I will not rest.
Small claims.
I will not rest.
Large claims.
I'm going to call your mother.
B&E.
I'm going to call your uncles. I'm breaking and entering. Stalking. I will not rest. Here, take a little funky back. Take a little funky ring back. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
You heard?
I think I'm okay with doing some jail time over a B&E to get that ring back.
Man, listen.
I think I'm okay with it.
Because once I'm free,
this
I'm coming back.
This nigga said, all right, since you rather go with Josh, give me the ring back.
Oh, so you remember.
Nigga, because this shit burned me so fucking bad to watch this nigga sit there and her stare dead in this nigga face and go, no,
You know what? I'm keeping the ring. What the fuck you're talking about, bitch?
Wait, the show paid for the ring, though.
Oh, well, damn.
Because I was getting ready to turn up, but then I saw that it said that she didn't feel like she had to give it back because he didn't pay for it. The show paid for it.
No wonder you lost your bitch to Josh. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? You asking for a ring back? You ain't even...
You saw how fast he gave up.
You a fucking dork.
He goes, okay, all right, you can have it. That's fair.
You
he gave
a up so fucking dork.
You know, but honestly, I'm so pissed.
That's why you on that show.
Even if can't get no the show paid for it, I still want my shit back.
It ain't yours.
I still want my
you
shit back.
You being a bitch. Don't be a bitch.
I know I'm going to get my ring back. Whoa, I want my shit.
Don't be a bitch. It's not shit. Yours. It's not yours. You want VH1 ring back, huh?
Future never got his
you
bitch
want
back.
Fucking Zeus ring back? You want...
I know I'm going to get my bitch back. Whoa. What a bar, man.
Listen, man.
That whoa really just made it.
And to Micah and Irina, you guys are amongst the worst people on the planet.
Micah, Irina?
Yeah, you two are disgusting.
What's their deal?
No, did they do they a flip just, swap?
Like, they were just real life mean girls. And like, when you look at them, Lord forgive me, not, you know, trying any of your children, but when you look at them, it's like, y'all are not even cute. And they're being mean girls in the house, like being complete and total assholes.
But you know they say about being a mean-spirited person anyway.
But it's because times have changed. Like, you know, there was a time where like, most ugly people were like really nice, but that's because like they kind of grew up knowing how it feels to be called ugly all the time. We don't call enough kids ugly nowadays. We don't really say those things to them.
Everybody's handsome.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
So it's
pretty.
Like what you have now are people who are ugly on the outside and the inside, and it's like they have no.
We're not telling mother, you got a lot to work with, my boy.
So not enough people have received their reality checks, is what you're saying.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
I'd agree, see that though. For these two.
Like,
because honestly, being pretty doesn't give you a license to be an asshole, but it would at least explain like some of your experiences and why you feel so entitled.
Like, I had a talk with my son, and I was like, fam, look at me. You do not come from naturally gifted athletes. If you want to be anything, my friend, you need to work hard or you're going to suck. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to suck? Okay. Do not put my last name on the back of a jersey that fucking sucks. Fucking do the work, because we are not a naturally jump high family. We don't run fast here, pal. You got to do the fucking work.
How do you know?
Or you will suck. Nigga, no generations of mine has done shit.
How do you?
We're a strong line of nurses. That's what we do. We're healers in my family.
My point is.
Okay. LPNs as far back as you can look. We're a family of healers.
But this is what I'm saying.
I'm a comedic healer.
The entirety, right? Like the generation before you and the generation before them, it was survival. It was, yo, we got to do what we got to do to get paid.
Well, then you know Eli what? He's going to be the test.
He doesn't have to do what I got to do to get paid. What if this whole time you could have been jumping out the gym never tried it because you had to go the other way?
Because I've been training this nigga to stretch for a long time now. This motherfucker 6'1". Let's see if he goes to 6'5". Let's see if he does all of the running and jumping from his early preteens. Will he be a 6'8" basketball all-star? But either way, you need to fucking put up 100 shots a day. No matter what's going on.
I can't wait to laugh
at you.
100 shots a day.
It has to happen.
Because Kobe.
The day he gets his Division I scholarship, I'm going to just be in the background chuckling because I know it's coming.
Fine by me.
And I just want to say, because you see how I caught you and like you wasn't thinking about it. It was so natural. Your first motherfucking words, nigga. The first goddamn words out of your black ass lips. Kobe Bean fucking Bryant.
What did I say?
And don't you ever lose your goddamn mind about it.
Talking about how you have to work to be the best, and you said Kobe.
Who the fuck?
Well, yeah, only because
Don't backpedal, nigga.
You
ain't a cornerback. No. You ain't a cornerback, nigga. Don't backpedal now, nigga.
Cut it off right now. Cut his mic off. What I was saying is that Kobe, too, is a regular, degular, no-talent-ass nigga. So he had to work very, very hard to be who he is. Like, he's not a physical specimen like Kevin Durant or LeBron James. He's not a physically, he's a regular, degular, what, 6'6"? 6'6".
Yo, even but your idea of
190.
Nigga,
when he got to the league.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, he is a definition of hard work.
He had to earn his spot.
He
off
is
of
the definition
behind Eddie Jones.
He
of
is
hard
he
work.
Is who you want them to emulate, nigga, because he's the greatest.
He works hard. He's not the greatest.
But he had to work to that.
Whatever.
Because he wasn't as athletic as everyone else.
Exactly.
So it's like he needs to do the extras.
And he did it.
And he did it.
So that's why he's the greatest, nigga.
That's what makes him a great basketball player.
Oh my God.
We're talking about the greatest.
I'm sorry he didn't do the Lakers taxes plus.
I'm so sorry too.
Fuck, man.
I'm so sorry too.
It makes him one of the goats.
It does not matter. The person who filed the taxes has shit to do with what's going on in between the lines.
All
man.
I'm saying is, if you win championships and then I win championships and file taxes, I gave more than you. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I gave more than you.
I sold sneakers.
If both of us fuck that bitch, but I fuck her and pay her bills, I'm doing more for that bitch than you, Chris.
But I'm winning.
See what I mean? You see the disconnect here? You see what I mean? This is the problem. This is the problem here.
I'm fucking winning.
But do you understand the point that he's trying to
make? I don't
make?
Care.
You see? Okay. You know what I mean? He doesn't care. Okay. What I was originally going to fucking talk about before we got into fucking reality TV is they're trying to outlaw defense and get rid of the charge.
Wait, what? In basketball?
Nigga, so yesterday after, well, not yesterday, but the other day after Giannis died and Ja Morant died.
Oh, did niggas see Ja Morant shit, though?
Bro.
The nigga fingers bent both, like, it went this way and that way, nigga.
Honestly, it's about time we ever talk about that young nigga. He needs to start treating his body like a superstar.
Yeah.
You can't do all this Jeff Hardy shit.
But he's
bro.
Still running down on niggas, bro. He don't care about none of that shit.
That nigga has if he keeps dishing up, he has 4 years left.
D Rose, man. Niggas will never learn.
And that's what scares me about his career. Because he's already not the biggest guy. Already. He's paper thin.
And he clearly isn't doing the LeBron $1 million a year on my body shit.
I remember one summer.
He's Kobe in the club with in, pistols.
Kobe went into the offseason and came back 20 pounds heavier.
Why are we talking about this nigga again?
That's crazy.
Like,
you were saying?
Have you seen, like, I don't know if y'all have, like, gone on YouTube and looked up Ja Morant's, like, training. Like, I want to say this was, like, maybe his second year in the league.
He dribbling with a pistol? What is he doing?
That's funny as fuck, man. That is hilarious.
Like a crip walking through cones. What is he doing?
Running suicides and reloading at the same time.
This fucking kid, bro.
That nigga is like playing basketball and doing drills in like the hoodest of like basketball courts. Like it's literally like out in the woods somewhere, like behind some like desolate and barren place.
You don't have to do that shit.
And it's like, you don't have to do that, bro. You
he
have
lives
money
in Memphis.
Now. You have access to
He also
to
lives
shit.
In Memphis. You don't know what Memphis is like.
I've never been. I only know what I know from Young
Dolph. Why would that get in the way of him going to
For all you know,
facilities?
That could be his house.
It could be. It look kind of dilapidated to me. So I'm not sure.
That's $1 million word right there.
Dilapidated.
Yeah, but they're trying to. They're saying that that the charge is outdated, and right now it's only meant to hurt people. But I'm like, bro, come on, man, you're already killing defense.
Here's the thing about the charge now, right? I think you got a few different types. Like you got the charge where the nigga jumps, and then this motherfucker just comes squeaky his way right up underneath the nigga in the air.
Because,
that should be a blocking foul, and it
like,
should be illegal because you could hurt you and the nigga.
So then are you telling me that once the nigga's in the air, I can't do nothing to him?
No, there's motherfuckers that take charges when niggas is, you standing there, right? And a motherfucker just come barreling into the lane and boom, it's charged.
But what I'm saying is like, if I can't touch the nigga while he in the sky, like how am I supposed to play defense
but
on a nigga in the sky?
If I'm in the air, I can do but so much. I'm defenseless in the situation, really and truly, because I'm in the air, nigga. If you put a, if you just do me like that, nigga, I'm going to go flying.
But now, have we not seen enough niggas do all of this shit midair, fucking triple pump and bring it around town?
But
like, niggas can do a
ever,
lot with those 2 seconds.
Have we ever seen a nigga jump in the air, a nigga slide up under him, pause, and take a charge, and no, and not e- and the ref called the charge and not think like, damn, that shit didn't really look like no charge.
Nigga happy with y'all.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. If
y'all just like a bad fucking charge.
If you get there while the nigga's in the air, I already made my move. I'm not going in the air to make another move. I'm in the air already. So my, I have the last move right here. If you come in here and you make a move that you trying to take a charge, but I'm already in the air, that should be a foul. I should be shooting two, I should be getting two
shots.
That's
crazy. That means that once you're in the air, I'm done. I'm cooked.
No, once I'm in the air, you should jump up and try to contest whatever I'm doing.
That's definitely a foul.
Get your ass dunked on.
It's almost always
or get the block. But that's what, but that's the thing. They say, I remember, nigga, watching basketball in the early 2000s, 90, like late 90s type shit. Motherfuckers could meet you at the rim and block your shit, nigga. And if both of y'all fell to the, it wasn't no foul. It was a clean block. Nowadays, nah, you can't really bump nobody like that. But again, if you can't bump a nigga when he's at the rim trying to lay it up, what's the difference if I'm in the air? I'm on my way to the basket. What's the difference?
The difference is, man, like, you can miss if I fucking alter that shot up there.
Of course you're going to alter it because you're taking my legs out.
Something got to give, man.
You're not allowing me to attempt to get to the basket because you taking my legs from under me. You flipping me.
You talking like an offensive nigga right now. That's the problem.
You flipping me upside down. Pause.
Offensive-minded. Talking like an offensive-minded nigga right
as
now.
As fuck.
That's the problem.
He's offensive-minded. Mm-hmm. I played with him before. Pause.
You're flipping. If I take a charge while you in the air, what's the first thing that's going to hit me? Your shoulder or your legs?
Shoulder, probably.
If you in the air and I'm taking a charge?
No. Yeah, legs. So you're going to flip. That's the game.
No, it's not. It's not football.
Who's the...
You're playing the wrong sport. It's not football.
Don't be flying over niggas, man.
Just no, smart. Bro. You can't do that. That's a foul. If that should, that's what they... If my legs hit you first, that means I was already in the air. You came and clipped me, bro.
But if you know that's part of the risk, shouldn't you, like, maybe...
It's the equivalent of catching a slot catch.
Right.
You know you're going through the middle with some goons.
You should already
adjust.
Know. Adjust.
No.
Expect it.
But all right. Even in that sport, right? Football, they now make it that you can't helmet to helmet niggas. You gotta hit niggas a certain type of way. They didn't change the rules for offense. To say when you catch the ball coming across the middle, you got to move a certain type of way. No, they told the niggas that are, because you are the one who's in danger of hurting somebody, we got to put rules on you. The nigga who's able to slide under me while I'm in the air and take my legs out, we got to put rules on that nigga. We can't just have him in there doing shit, because then what? You're going to take out everybody that could jump over you. Because there's a little second where you could slide up under there and take a nigga legs out and it's okay. Nah, man, fuck that.
That's definitely offensive. You ain't changed my mind at all. You just talking like a nigga who only want to fucking drive and embarrass niggas.
Nah, bro. I'm talking like a nigga. If you really like that, don't be a bitch and take my legs out. Nigga, meet me at the rim. Show me you really about that.
That took the charge on Giannis. Who's the one?
Some random tall like white dude. I don't remember his name.
Not Kevin Love, was it?
Might have been Kevin Love.
Yeah, nah, it was Strus.
It was some
Max Strus.
White guy with a Terminator haircut. I can't remember who it was.
Strus. It was probably Max Strus.
Strudel.
Sometimey bastard.
Strus.
Benford, what are your final thoughts for the evening?
All right. I appreciate y'all listening to the podcast. Yeah.
Christopher, what are your final thoughts for the evening?
As a star of the show, I think you should give your final thoughts before I do. And I'll close the show.
My final thoughts are, if you want a BBL, do it in America and just pay the fucking bread. Because unless you're down to fuck your brother, you know what's about to happen. Yeah?
Yeah.
Unless you're down to be a brother fucker. You know, you nasty brother fucker. Unless you're ready to be a dirty brother fucker.
Marshall, do better.
Gook.
Oh yeah, and Nick and Vanessa Lachey, you guys are awful at hosting reunion shows.
They ain't good.
No, they're not good. They're not good, especially Vanessa.
Who keeps hiring Nick Lachey, bro?
Like, who's looking for Nick Lachey?
Is that 98 degrees? Is that where he's from?
Yeah. They won't let this nigga go for nothing, bro.
Like, his biggest claim to fame was, he was a part of 98 Degrees, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
98 Degrees and Marion Jessica Simpson.
Which is, she was like...
roughly about the same degrees of...
Stuff. Yeah. Because she...
I don't think if you did one, if you would have did one without the other, you'd probably still be just as famous.
All right, superstar.
Oh yeah, my final thoughts. Yeah, man. I just want to say shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the longtime listeners. You know what I'm saying? You guys have kind of stuck with us through, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the ups and downs, the thicks and the thins. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the support that you guys have shown us throughout the years, man.
What the fuck? Hey, man. All right. Don't you fucking start.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Do we have a song of the week?
It's so hard. Where's the man? Since he would have fucking be funny.
All right.
I can take a deep breath. Fuck this guy, bro. Ha ha ha.